Act your age, not your IQ. See how he is? One little rip in his shirt, and he was ready to plunge our relationship back into another period of darkness. Anger, insults, irrational behavior. I don't know how you please these people. Okay, I admit that he'd suffered a few gouges on his hands, but don't forget whose neck had almost been amputated. I leaped up into the back of the pickup, sat down near the front, and began sulking. Yes, I sulked, and I was proud to be sulking. It was the right and proper thing to do. Wait a second. Hold everything. Had you forgotten who was out there in the pasture? I'd forgotten. I mean, when the pickup had tried to cut off my head, I'd been forced to turn all my attention to the crisis at hand, and I'd completely forgotten about... I leaped up and rushed to the rear of the pickup. There, I watched a strange scene unfoil. Slim opened up one of the feed sacks and scooped out a double handful of cake. That's pelleted feed, don't forget. He tossed a couple of pieces of cake towards the coyote. She sniffed the air, sniffed the ground, and walked towards the spot where the cake had fallen. She followed her nose till she found the first piece, took it in her mouth, and began crunching it up. Slim nodded and smiled and tossed her several more pieces. Amazing! Do you realize how unusual this was? Coyotes are creatures of the wild, and they never come around people. They don't like people, are scared of them, and always run away. Yet here was Missy Coyote eating cake. Ahoo! Slim shot me a frown. Hank, hush. Let her eat. Right. Let her eat. Tomorrow. She had the rest of her life to eat cake, but right now, she was fixing to get reacquainted with Hank the... You won't believe this. I couldn't believe it. Guess who was already on his way out into the pasture to meet my coyote princess? I'll give you a hint. It wasn't Slim. Drover. Little Mr. Budinsky. I should have known. He always does this. He's not smart enough or bold enough to find a girl of his own, so he's always trying to horn in on my deals. Well, I was fixing to put a stop to that nonsense. I leaped out of the back of the pickup and went streaking out to greet the lady of my... Have we mentioned that cows will sometimes chase a dog? It's true, and we need to talk about that. See, when a dog makes his appearance in a herd of cows, there's always a dummy or two that will chase him around and make threatening gestures with her horns. But here's the crazy part. See, cows chase dogs because they mistake the dog for a prowling coyote, because cows don't like coyotes. Do you see where this is leading? Missy Coyote had come right up to the edge of the herd, and the cows hadn't paid her any mind. But when the head of ranch security entered the scene, they thought I was a coyote and came hunting me. That gives you some idea of just how dumb they are. Incredible. I couldn't believe it. Well, I couldn't believe it until that big Hereford cow scooped me up on her horns and flanged me about 20 feet into the air. At that point, I had no choice but to believe it. Glaring down at her from high above the feed ground, I yelled, "Moron, I work here. I'm the guy who protects you from..." The ground rushed up to meet me, terrible wreck, and no ordinary dog could have walked away from that one. But I'm no quitter. I not only walked away from it, I ran from it because that same hateful witch came after me again, snorting steam and throwing hooks with her horns. For a second, I faced her and gave her a savage burst of barking. "Idiot, I'm not a coyote. I'm the head of..." Anyway, I've already admitted that I retired from the battlefield, so to speak. Okay, I ran for my life, which was no disgrace. It was just a little embarrassing since I was trying to impress a lady. Why hadn't the cows chased Drover? He'd scampered right through the middle of them, and they hadn't even raised a moo. Did that make sense? No, it made no sense at all. I mean, first they'd had a chance to direct their nastiness towards Missy, a genuine wild coyote who was eating their food, and then they'd had a perfect shot at Budinsky. They passed up both chances, but when the protector of their ranch had ventured forth... Oh, well. Cows are dumb, that's all you can say. I turned on an amazing burst of speed and left the hateful cow eating my dust. How foolish of her to think she could chase down a top-of-the-line, blue-ribbon cow dog. At that point, with all the distractions out of the way, I altered course and streaked over to the princess of my dreams. Wow! She was even more beautiful than I remembered. Long, fluffy tail, silky fur coat, sharp, tapered nose, pointed ears. Wow! Unfortunately, she was being distracted by my former friend and assistant. I'd already decided to fire him. So she wasn't able to appreciate the full effect of my manly swagger. 10 feet away, I could hear Drover making a fool of himself.
Gosh, I've never met a real princess before. I've heard about them in fairy tales, and I've always wanted to meet one. So I'm so thrilled and excited, I don't know what to say.
Missy didn't know what to say either. She seemed puzzled and slightly amused by his breathless presentation.
Little white dog have name?
Oh, sure, yeah, I almost forgot.
He grinned and rolled his eyes up to her.
I'm Drover. Drover work on big ranch with Hunk?
Oh, yeah, well, he kind of works for me. He fluttered his stub tail. I'm a pretty important dog, and I was wondering, would you be my girlfriend?
I got there just in time to save her from this shameless fraud. I shoved my way past Drover. Out of the way, you little thief. And how dare you try to steal my girlfriend?
Well, I was just...
Go to your room. Immediately.
It's back at the ranch.
Then scram. Get lost. Go scratch a flea. I inserted my enormous body between the runt and the lady and gave her a sultry smile. Ah, sweet Missy Coyote. How often hast thou visited me in slumberous sleep, filling the empty cave of my dreams with glorious sunlight and rainbowed visions. Drover poked his head into the conversation.
That's what I was fixing to say.
I pushed him away. Missy, my coyote cupcake, I've hardly slept a wink since...